Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 335. And we're going to start off with an update from the Midwest Haunters Convention coming to Chicago. Finally, a school that your kids will want to attend. Introducing Ghoul School on Saturday, June 6th from 12:15 to 1 p.m. on the Convention Center show floor, Kids Zone. This workshop is limited to just 30 students, so pre-registration is required, and if there are any spots left, you can sign up on site. In this workshop, Japes Palace, veteran actor trainer and former school teacher, will host fun games and activities that will introduce elementary school age kids to the fundamentals of haunt acting. This engaging class will have your kids moving and developing scare tactics that really work. Provide an additional level of interaction and scares at your home haunt by giving your kids the skills to make your neighbors pee their pants. Or start prepping your kids for a future in pro haunts. It's free to attendees of the Midwest Haunters Convention, so sign up on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Midwest Haunters. We have this news from the Frightmare Haunted Attraction in Chesapeake, Virginia. On June 6th, for one night only, Frightmare, the number one ranked haunted house adventure in the Southeast, presents Alien Invasion, an out-of-this-world event of true terror with live actors and real screams. And being probed is the least of your worries. Advance tickets are available now. They're coming. Do you have the guts to meet them? Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/experiencefrightmare. We have this from the Nightmare Dungeon Haunted Attraction in Greenville, South Carolina. Nightmare Dungeon Haunted Attraction is officially hiring for the upcoming season. If you ever wanted to be part of a fast-paced, immersive haunt experience, now is your chance to join the team before training begins this August. We're looking for energetic, dedicated actors ready to step into the darkness and bring Nightmare Dungeon to life. If you love horror, live entertainment, and creating unforgettable scares, now's your chance to join one of the most intense haunted attractions around. Get your application in early and secure your spot before positions start filling up. Get a link to apply at facebook.com/nightmare dungeon. We have this news on the Summerween Spooky Summer Market coming to Brooksville, Florida. Join us for a spooky summer experience filled with oddities and curiosities, witchy and gothic vendors, live music and entertainment, costume fun, amazing shopping and spooky vibes, and more. July 18th and 19th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 17375 Spring Hill Drive in Brooksville. There's free admission and free parking, and it's pet friendly. Vendors are also wanted. If you're looking for spooky, alternative, handmade, vintage, horror, witchy, and unique vendors, message them on Facebook to apply and ask for Emily Russo. For more information, visit facebook.com/airportfarmersandfleamarket and send them a message to find out more. We have an update from CreepyCon coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. CreepyCon welcomes the iconic Felissa Rose, Scream Queen and villain alike, joining us for our 10-year anniversary Villain Era show July 31st through August 2nd. Stop by her booth for autographs, meet and greets, photo ops, and more. Tickets for CreepyCon are currently on sale, so snag your passes before the price goes up. Visit creepycon.com for tickets, details, and more. We have this news from the Black Orchard Haunted House in Shelbyville, Kentucky. Join the award-winning cast and crew at Black Orchard Haunted House and become part of one of the most intense haunted attractions around. Our first event of the season, Summer Sacrifice, will be here before you know it, and we're looking for talented, energetic, and fearless people to help bring the nightmares to life. We need actors, crew and staff, event support, and more. Whether you love scaring guests, working behind the scenes, or being part of an unforgettable experience, we want you on our team. Be part of the screams. Be part of the scares. Be part of the legend. Get more information and apply today at blackorchardhaunt.com. We have a little news from the PV Slaughterhouse Haunted Attraction in Rainesville, Alabama. PV Slaughterhouse Haunted Attraction is now hiring scare actors, and we're looking for the ones brave enough to step out of the shadows and into the darkness. This is a paid position, but it's more than just a job. It's a chance to be part of the PV family, bringing nightmares to life, and helping us once again give our patrons a season they'll never forget. No experience? No problem. If you've got commitment, energy, and a love for horror, we can help bring the monster out of you and maybe help you find a passion you never knew you had. You think you have what it takes? Give it a shot. Limited spots are available, so get more information at facebook.com/PV Slaughterhouse. We have even more hiring news, this time from the Sheboygan Haunted Asylum in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Do you want to help create nightmares inside Wisconsin's only real asylum haunted attraction? We're building our biggest season yet at Sheboygan Haunted Asylum, and we're looking for passionate, hardworking people to join the team. We're now hiring builders, tech staff, electricians, lighting and audio crew, scenic painters, prop makers, makeup artists, and more. Whether you're experienced in haunted attractions, construction, theater, makeup, lighting, or just love Halloween and horror, we want to hear from you. Email us if interested, SheboyganHauntedAsylum@Outlook.com, or visit SheboyganHauntedAsylum.com. We have an update from the Houston Horror Film Festival coming to Houston, Texas. Meet the cast of The Doom Generation at the Houston Horror Film Fest August 7th through the 9th. Celebrate the legendary cult classic with stars James Duvall, Rose McGowan, and Jonathan Shake, I hope I pronounced that right, appearing together for a special first-time-ever reunion at Houston Horror Film Fest. Don't miss your chance to meet the stars of this groundbreaking cult favorite as they sign autographs, take photos, and celebrate the lasting legacy of the Doom Generation with fans all weekend long. Tickets are now on sale. Get more information at HoustonHorrorFilmFest.com. We have this from Slaughter's Realm Haunted Attraction in Blackfoot, Idaho. Halloween called. It couldn't wait. We'll be open for 2 nights only, June 12th and 13th. Be the first to see what's coming for the upcoming Halloween season. Doors open at 7 and tickets are available on-site or buy ahead online. Get more information at slaughtersrealm.com. We have an update from Let's Scare Cancer. We will be hosting 2 raffles at the Midwest Haunters Convention, Saturday and Sunday, to benefit Mason Gibson from Hell's Gate Haunted House, and we need more contributors. We're calling on our haunt family to help us make these raffles huge. Every donation helps us raise more money for Mason. If you or your company can contribute, please contact us. Get more information and contact them at letsscarecancer.com. We have this from the Pure Evil Haunted House in Kennewick, Washington. You'll be screaming into summer in no time. On June 12th and 13th, enter Pure Evil and experience 2 intense haunted houses before exiting into the ultimate glow party. We're partnering with Bass in the Blues Entertainment for a night of rave to the grave energy, dress to impress, light up the night, and glow with us. Located at 10 East Bruneau Avenue, Building C in Kennewick, get tickets at Pure Evil haunt.com. And finally, we have some gaming news regarding Konami's Silent Hill 2. This comes to us via BloodyDisgusting.com and is edited for content. Konami's Silent Hill has hit another sales milestone, having now sold over 2 million units worldwide as of April 22nd since its launch last September. Previously, the game had surprised everyone by selling 1 million units a day after its launch. Adding that to the news is that Silent Hill 2 Remake has now surpassed 6 million cumulative players, adding another million since March. This includes the number of copies sold for both physical and digital versions, as well as the number of players on subscription service. Also available for the Xbox Series and PC via Steam, Silent Hill F is the first entry in the series set in Japan, where players take on the role of Shimizu Hinako, a high school student struggling under society's pressures of expectations. Wandering through her hometown, Ebisugaoka, a mysterious fog rolls in and covers the town, revealing a disturbing transformation. Hinako must face horrific creatures, uncover mysteries, and confront traumatic decisions that will influence her fate. Meanwhile, more Silent Hill is due out later this year, courtesy of Screen Burn with Silent Hill Townfall. No release date has been set of yet, but you can pre-order the game now on PlayStation 5 and PC via Steam and the Epic Games Store.
That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, one of the great concepts about the entertainment industry is the fact that things like spin-offs occur. We all know of TV spin-offs and movie spin-offs and book spin-offs and all sorts of things. Even way back in the day, there was Golden Age of Radio spin-offs. But are there convention spin-offs? Well, there is Son of Monsterpalooza, which is a spin-off of Monsterpalooza out in California. But what about the folks who don't live out in California? Well, there happens to be a spin-off from one of our favorite horror conventions, and that, of course, is Scarefest in Lexington, Kentucky. This year, in fact, June 5th through the 7th, is the very first Spawn of Scarefest, which sounds very interesting. It's not going to be held where Scarefest normally is. It's going to be held in a completely different location, a whole slew of guests, and a whole lot of interesting things. But I want to find out a little bit more about this show from somebody who does happen to know a little bit about it, and that is Adrian Elder from Scarefest, talking about Spawn of Scarefest. Adrian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing all right. First of all, happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much. It's like aging in dog years when you work on Scarefest, though.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, first of all, let's go ahead and just ask, how was Scarefest last year? I know Meat Hook Jim attended, got some great interviews, and he had a fantastic time, but, you know, how were the numbers? You don't have to give exact numbers, but how was
it? It was It was wonderful. We had all three levels of the convention center for the first time, and that seemed a little daunting, going. It's a big change, but it was phenomenal. We really needed the extra space. We had a beautiful panel room that we were able to host a lot of really great panels in. We were able to expand our Scarefest Inc., get some new vendors. It was wonderful. I mean, the weekend felt simultaneously a month long and 3 hours long. It was over so fast, but we had a great time.
I totally understand that, having attended many conventions and trade shows over the years. But let's ask the question, why Spawn of Scarefest? Is it just that Scarefest has grown so big that you need another show? Is this going to be run in a different fashion from Scarefest? Is this going to be similar? Is it going to be, something that, nobody has ever seen before? Why Spawn of Scarefest?
I think this is one of my favorite questions to answer, and there's a long version of this story, but I'll hit the highlights for you all. With Scarefest, when we first started, much like most shows, we were a lot smaller than we are now. And Scarefest has grown, as I just said, into all three levels of the Central Bank Center. We utilize like 200,000 square feet of space for the weekend. And while we do still have a really great vibe at Scarefest weekend, a lot of us that are on the team have been around, 16, 17, 18 years. And we kind of yearn for that smaller setting that we used to have. One of the words that we've used a lot is a more intimate setting. When we travel and we go to other shows, we really enjoy, we being me and the rest of the admin team, the team leads, we really enjoy going to hotel shows. There's just a different vibe. There's a different feel. You have other things that you can accomplish at a hotel that you can't accomplish at a convention center, because at the center, at the end of the day, we do have some after-hours events, but for the most part, everybody kind of has to scatter and go their own separate ways. At a hotel show, you don't really do that. You might scatter to the lobby or to the pool or out to the fire pits, but we're going to all get to spend the weekend together, and it gives us a bit more flexibility on doing some cool events, like I said, that just aren't possible at the convention center. So is it that we need more show? Not necessarily. Spawn is, you're going to get the great benefits of a horror convention. You're going to get the celebrities, you're going to get the vendors, panels, photo ops. You are going to get those things, but Spawn of Scarefest is more about the community, our scare fam, as we affectionately call each other. That is really what Spawn of Scarefest is about.
Well, if you wanted a smaller show, have you just considered selling less tickets at Scarefest?
Yes, and, that is something that, we had kind of gone back and forth with, but in order to get the bigger caliber guests that, people want to see, you may need, the Patricia Arquettes of the world to complete your posters. And unfortunately, you really need a large infrastructure to be able to support, being able to do huge lineups. We've got, I know this isn't about Scarefest weekend, but coming up in October, we have a staggering Evil Dead reunion. Last year, we had 19 Nightmare on Elm Street cast, and you just can't do that with a smaller event. So we're hoping that Spawn will be the balance that, it will bring us the best of both worlds, having a June show and having an October show, but they'll be completely different.
Now, I do have to say that just because it's a smaller show does not mean you have a smaller caliber of guests lined up. You have some fantastic people, some people that you see year after year at Scarefest,
yep,
and some people that I'm not necessarily familiar with. I don't know if you have any first-timers coming to this one, but who are some of the people, and do you have a featured that you're building the show around celebrity that's coming?
That's a great question. So as far as building the show around any one person or franchise, that wasn't really what we were going for when we started out with Spawn. You know, there's some great folks that have been with us almost every year for Scarefest. Kane is one of those. Kane Hodder, phenomenal guest. Felissa Rose, absolute A-tier. What we did, we sat down, we talked to people, we made some phone calls, we talked to, you know, different agents, and we said, hey, this is what we're going for. We're going to have this event, and while it's not an obligation, we really want to book some guests that when the show is over and at the end of the day, maybe they want to come and sing karaoke. Maybe they want to go to spooky bedtime stories. Maybe they want to be participating in some of these events. They want to hang out and check out the prom. So those are the guests that we started to seek out, people that really enjoy, you know, spending time with their fans and maybe not necessarily are done when the day is over. Now, again, that's no promises that you're going to get to sing a duet with your favorite celebrity. But we did want to try to seek out some people that really enjoyed, you know, the community to enhance the event. So instead of making it about one person or one franchise, that was kind of what we were going for.
Sure. And, you know, you can only have Robert Englund at so many shows, and he does
that's very
tend to
true.
Attend yours a lot. But by the same token, you have someone like David Howard Thornton coming to this show. Apparently one of the hottest persons in horror right now.
He is.
You mentioned Felissa Rose. You mentioned Kane Hodder. I know that Ari Mihailov, who is a, you know, perennial favorite. You've got people like, oh gosh, you've got Kerry Keegan. You've got Samantha Scafidi, I can't pronounce names. Terry Kaiser is going to be there. You know, you've got some John Dugan. I think he's been at Scarefest a few times. You've got some really good people here, and you know, Danny Hassel, I remember from, you know, Nightmare, and you know, just a lot of really, really cool people coming in. And are these people all pretty much people you handpick because they might come down to the bar or to the Scaryoke or whatever, or are these just people that you've had over the years that said, yes, I'd love to come back to Lexington and hang out?
I mean, you know, really more so the fact we wanted to find some people that wanted to come and kind of, you know, rub elbows with the attendees and things. That was definitely the center focus. And then of course, yeah, some folks that have been to the show before, you know, that has always been great because they build, you know, a great rapport with the Scare fam and people want to see him back. But you know, you brought up John Dugan, and that's a great point to make. So John, he is going to be coming in, and we've also got Joe Castro, and Joe Castro is an amazing special effects artist. He does just really cool effects and makeup. He is going to be applying the grandpa makeup to John Dugan.
Ooh.
so that John can do some pro photo ops in character as grandpa. And we've got some of the rest of the original Texas Chainsaw cast: Ed Gwynn, Alan Danziger, Terry McMinn, John, of course. And then just to add a little bit more flavor to that, we have one of our Scare fam. His name is Adam Newsome. He is a huge, huge fan of the franchise. Specifically, was a big fan of Gunnar Hansen, and he does some really awesome cosplay. So Adam's going to be there, and he's going to be doing a Leatherface cosplay.
Ooh.
And he will join into your group photo op if you want him to, in this cosplay. So some pretty neat things. So we wanted to bring in some people that we could, you know, do some fun things with. John, definitely. Joe Castro, he's going to be putting Danny Hassel in his Nightmare on Elm Street 5 prosthetics so that Danny can do some in-costume photo ops. Just a lot of really cool stuff.
Is David Howard Thornton going to do his art photo op, or will he just be there?
He will be regular David Howard Thornton for this one.
Ah, Okay, fair enough. He is such a great guy. He loves his fans, and, you know, I'm assuming all of these folks really love their fans, and, you know, it just sounds like a great show. And you mentioned photo ops. Are most of the celebrities going to be doing photo ops, or is there just a select handful, and I assume that tickets are already on sale to purchase those or to reserve your spots?
Yes, you can go ahead and pick up your photo ops. The only person that, I think everybody is on there. We've got some great lineups. We've got some groupings. Of course, we've got some Terrifier groupings. We've got some Texas Chainsaw. We've got some Friday the 13th with Terry Kaiser and Kane Hodder. Got some Jennifer Banco with Ari Mihalov pairing. John Abrahams and Lachlan Monroe doing in-costume scary movie, which is something really cool. And if you're a scary movie fan, the new Scary Movie 6 is coming out on June 5th, which happens to be the first day of Spawn of Scarefest. And we happen to have three of the cast for the movie coming into Lexington for our show. So we called up the movie theater with the biggest screen in the state of Kentucky, who is also in Lexington. And we're going to be doing a matinee showing on opening day of Scary Movie 6 with the cast doing an intro and Q&A before the film.
Wow, that's fantastic. And what theater is that? Is that open to the public, or do you need to have a Scarefest pass?
You don't need to have a Scarefest pass. Anybody can purchase a ticket. The theater is Lex Live, but you actually just go to spawnofscarefest.com, go over to the ticket link, and you'll be able to pick up your admission there.
Wow, that's fantastic, and how convenient, and maybe coincidental, maybe not.
Right.
So, what other type of events are you having? I know you're having the photo ops, I know you'll have some Q&As and some panel discussions and a whole bunch of stuff like that, but are there other special events? Will there be cosplay contests or things for the kids to do? Will there be some other events either before, during, or after hours?
Yes, and if you are interested in getting a little bit more information about all of the events that are going to be at Spawn of Scarefest, you can check out our website, spawnofscarefest.com, go to the events tab, and some of the things you're going to see there. So this is a staple at Scarefest weekend, so we're bringing it back for Spawn. We're going to have Scaryoki. That's going to be on Friday night. On Saturday night, we're having a Masquerade of the Damned prom. Hmm. So you can get all dressed up. You can go to prom. It's going to be a really fun time. We've got a door decorating contest. So when you come to the hotel, if you're staying on site, you decorate your door, and we'll be giving out some prizes for who has the coolest door. We're going to be doing scary bedtime stories around the fire pit. We have a show and tell. So I've met so many people at the convention over the years that have just the coolest things that they bring with them to either have autographed or that they purchase, someone has made. And I thought, you know, we're going to be at the hotel. It would be a really great opportunity for people to come and bring some of their favorite things to show off. So we're going to have juice boxes. We're going to have some show and tell time. So if you have something really cool that you just want to kind of like nerd out with some fellow horror enthusiasts, bring it down and let's see what you got. That's going to be hosted by Bonehead Weekly. So it's going to be a hoot for sure.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And no doubt there will be some very, shall I say, bizarre things that will probably wind up showing up. Who knows? You know, I ask a lot of celebrities. I ask a lot of celebrities, what's the weirdest thing you've ever signed? And some of the things they've told me have been, maybe we won't get into that, but
that's what I was going to say. Like, you know, I mean, maybe funniest or most random, obscure, but you know, I mean, there's more. So Friday night after the show, we're going to have Danny Hassel and John Henderson from Doomsday's Crypt are going to bring some music equipment out. They're going to set up on the patio, right? It's this beautiful patio. There's a fountain. There's string lights. The atmosphere is awesome. And they're going to do a jam session. They're going to have a couple extra guitars there. So if anybody wants to join in and just play a little bit of music with Danny Hassel from Nightmare on Elm Street, you can. were also the pool, the outdoor pool. Let me back up just a little bit, because I feel like I kind of buried the lead here. The property that we're having Spawn of Scarefest on, yeah, is called the Griffin Gate Marriott. It's a golf resort and spa. The property is 220 acres. The hotel has over 400 guest rooms. They've got an indoor pool. They've got this outdoor pool. And the area outside is just beautiful. They've got the Bluegrass Pavilion, where we're going to have some celebrities and vendors. They've got a patio outside the Bluegrass Pavilion, which is where the jam session is going to happen with Danny and John. And then just right across from there, you have this just beautiful pool. And above the pool is a giant television. So when we first toured the property and I saw that, the very first thing that popped into my mind is we got to play Jaws on that thing.
Darn right you do.
So Friday night and Saturday night, we're going to start a movie at 10 p.m. and 12 a.m. So Friday night, we're going to be showing Ghost Ship and Sleepaway Camp. And on Saturday night, we're going to show Lake Placid and Jaws. So you can join us at the dive-in and watch some pool movies. We're going to have lobby takeovers. We're going to have some really cool special effects. I don't know if I mentioned this, but when Joe Castro puts John Dugan in his grandpa makeup, he's going to be doing that live in the panel room. Ooh. So people can come in and watch how he applies the prosthetic, watch his technique, ask him questions. Just some really cool stuff. We're going to have how to ghost hunt, tips and tools for ghost hunting. If you've done it, if you have interest in it, Katie Followell from 859 Paranormal Research is going to be leading that class. We've got a blood spatter demo with Jason Vantastic from Vantastic Horror Shop. He's going to be bringing some perma blood and showing people how to sling perma blood around. And then we've got some lobby takeovers. We're doing a meeting of the clergy for ghost fans. We're doing some horror trivia. And we're going to be doing a cosplay parade. So no cosplay contest at this show, but the cosplay parade will be a chance for all the cosplayers to come up, show off, parade through the hotel. We're going to do some cool photos together. And it's going to be a great time. You had asked about kids and kids' activities, so the event is all ages. There's a couple of things after hours that probably, just parental discretion. The prom, the first hour of the prom is all ages, and then after that, it's going to go to an 18 and up event. But during the weekend, Mallory Bertrand and East Tennessee Misfits and Weirdos are sponsoring a kids' crafts area. So the kiddos will be able to come and make some crafts and do some pretty cool interactive things there. So the weekend's just packed, loaded with different things to do. We wanted to make it like a horror convention meets a summer camp meets a cruise.
Well, sounds perfect for someone like Felissa Rose to be there. But I have to ask, all of this that you're doing, the jam session with DK and Danny Hassel, the special effects class, the takeover of the lobby, scaryoke, hanging out with the midnight movies, the door decorating contest, I can't afford to pay a separate price for every single one of these. Why? How can people do that?
Well, that's the great thing about all of our events. Everything at Spawn is free. All of our events are going to be free unless it's otherwise noted. The only thing right now that that is ticketed, and it's not listed on the site. We're not going to have a lot of space, if any, after we finish getting our RSVPs in. We do have a celebrity dinner on Friday night, and that is for the celebrity guests and the platinum ticket holders, which are sold out, unfortunately. But we are looking at adding, a couple of other things. So depending on when we record this, when this airs, you know, there may be something else on the website that's purchasable. So just check out the events page and the tickets page and see what's up there. But everything that we've talked about so far won't cost you a penny. So, you get in with the price of admission.
So for the price of admission, you get to meet celebrities. Obviously, they'll be selling their autographs and things like that. You'll get to go watch Jaws in a pool. And boy, I hope you have some Scarefest staff with snorkels swimming around at people's feet.
And dorsal fins.
Exactly. All of the events that you mentioned. Photo ops. I assume there's a price for photo ops. But all of the fantastic things you've mentioned, all included. That's just amazing. How, and I assume there's discount rates at the hotel for people. There's block of rooms available, or did you just rent the whole place?
Well, we did. We did release some of them through to the hotel. If you still need a room, we do have discounted rooms. We have started a wait list for those because we are sold out. But if, you know, if anybody can't make it or anything, we do have the ticket purchase protection on our webpage. So if somebody can't make it, their spot is released back into inventory. So, you know, always check on there. But if you're interested and there's nothing showing up for sale on the website, you're always welcome to email me directly. And that's adrienne@thescarefest.com. That's ADRIENNE @thescarefest.com. And I've started a waiting list, so I can help you out.
Well, let me ask you one final question.
Sure.
Can people get more information just by going to spawnofscarefest.com? Or do they need to tune into something like Scarefest TV to get all the latest?
You know, Scarefest TV is a great place for people to check out, get new information, get updates, especially as we get closer to the event. You know, that is a really great place. Now, spawnofscarefest.com does have a lot of information as far as the events, the schedules, floor plan, you know, all of those things. We're going to have food trucks there, so it's going to have all of that information on the website. spawnofscarefest.com. You can also tune in to Scarefest TV on Friday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern, and you can check us out on Facebook. We've got a Facebook event for Spawn. We're posting information in there. We've got our Scarefest Weekend Instagram that we're sharing information on if you're not on Facebook. So lots of places to keep up with us.
Excellent. Now, once again, let's review. It's the Spawn of Scarefest happening at the Griffin Gate Marriott in Lexington, the resort and spa, June 5th through the 7th. Spawnofscarefest.com or look up Scarefest TV on your favorite social media. And I can't think of a better reason to not, I can't think of a better reason to go to Lexington, Kentucky in early June than to go check this out. I mean, you know, they have horses and they have other things going on, but you know, this. And what are the dates for regular Scarefest in October this year?
Regular Scarefest is going to be October, you know, you put me on the spot.
Yes, I do.
23rd through the 25th.
Okay.
I didn't think about it.
And of course, there's...
I've got Spawn on the brain.
There's nothing regular about Scarefest. It's a fantastic event. And I wish you as good a success as you have with regular Scarefest with Spawn of Scarefest. This looks like it's going to be a fantastic event. A little bit more intimate. A lot of cool things going on. And I'm sure the parking is better than downtown Lexington.
Yeah, absolutely. I can agree with that for sure.
Adrienne Elder is with Scarefest, Scarefest TV, and Spawn of Scarefest. Once again, Spawn of Scarefest is happening June 5th through the 7th. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa in beautiful Lexington, Kentucky. Adrienne, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
But once again, my name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.